A man and woman from Georgia have been arrested after tossing two puppies into a Fond du Lac retention pond earlier this week. A case of animal cruelty, and we'll get reaction from Fond du Lac Animal Shelter Manager Renee Webb coming up on the next segment of the show. These puppies were only 8 to 9 weeks old, drawing quite a reaction on social media. Fond du Lac police investigating. Those two individuals are in jail awaiting their initial Fond du Lac court appearance. Fond du Lac high school officials notified parents in an email as students were heading back to school this week that a python snake in one of the science classes got out of its cage. And that created a stir on social media as well. My initial reaction was, okay, this snake is not going to go very far. It's somewhere probably in the classroom. In fact, in other situations like this, you can probably be looking right at it and not even see the snake, depending on it's curled up in a ball, it's under something, it's in maybe one of the, got into a vent or something. We're going to talk with high school principal Matt Steinbarth coming up on the final segment of the show. The bad news, they still don't have the snake. The good news is they know where it is. And we'll explain coming up on the final segment of the program. And by the way, it is in the classroom. Three proposals designed to help Wisconsin struggling farmers pay off college debt, encourage diverse operations, and plan for retirement are being circulated in the state legislature. Earlier this week, we talked with Fond du Lac County Dairy and Livestock Extension agent Tina Coleman about farm bankruptcies in Wisconsin and the fact that Wisconsin leads the nation, unfortunately, when it comes to farm bankruptcies. Joining us on this segment of the show, once again, Dairy and Livestock Extension agent Tina Coleman. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Greg.
Pleasure having you on the program. Your initial reaction to this group of bills designed to help farmers?
I think it's a great opportunity if this bill does pass to help support our dairy industry. Believe it or not, a lot of our dairy farmers do go to college, four-year college, a two-year associate degree, or even a tech school program. But they do go to post-secondary school, not just for necessary farming, but as any family business grows, they go back to school for education on business management, human resources, all of those different various aspects of running a business, dairy business, alongside of producing good, high-quality milk.
All right. So let me ask you, first of all, about one proposal that would forgive up to $30,000 in higher education debt for college graduates who commit to farming in Wisconsin at least 5 years.
And that is huge. As you know, college education is expensive. And for many of our farm families that don't necessarily have the financial resources and they take on a lot of debt to go to college, I think this is huge. And there again, I just said there's a lot of skill sets and education that a dairy farmer would need to continue their family business going into the future as they look at growing and looking at the business structure of it to help make sure that there's longevity in the business from a financial side as well as a production side. But huge, huge anytime that we can help support our young adults to further their education, to improve their livelihoods as well as their everyday life.
And do you think do you think that would encourage more young people to get into farming if they knew that if it meant that they had to stay in the state for 5 years, but if their college debt was going to be forgiven?
Well, I don't know if that would be necessarily the case, but it would help put the tools in the hands of our young adults who do plan on staying on the dairy operation to continue the family business, which is encouraging because many times those that can't come back to the farm, or it's because of, which leads to the next bill that's proposed, you know, farm succession planning. And along with that, you know, maybe forgiveness, making, encouraging them to go get their education, encouraging them not to do it how grandpa farmed, but encouraging them to get that further education will in the long run help the family business. And then with this second bill about the farm succession planning through University of Wisconsin Extension, an individual through the UW Center of Dairy Profitability to look more at the financial management aspect of farm transition and farm succession would go hand in hand with the first bill we just talked about, because we do know we have many baby boomers that are on the verge of retirement, and it does cost a lot of money to work through an attorney and tax accountant. And if we have resource people available to help kind of guide them through the process, not necessarily help make the decisions for them or tell them tax laws or legal laws for structure and transition, but looking at their long-term family goals, looking how that fits from a retirement perspective and a state perspective for those older generation, and then from a business perspective for the younger generation. I mean, I currently help a lot of farms here in Fond du Lac County on farm succession planning, but there are a lot of farms that need a lot, that need help and support. And I think having those individuals at the state level will just help kind of spread the workload and then help support our farming industry as we transition from one generation to the next, as we transition to operations growing and expanding to bring in the next generation, and not just one individual from the younger generation. It might be siblings or cousins that are taking over mom and dad's and aunts and uncles' operations, or even grandma and grandpa's operations. So I think both enhance, right, really support our industry in general.
Can you think on the top of your head of farmers, of situations in Fond du Lac County where you have thought, man, if these people only had the resources or the knowledge or the education about financial planning and succession planning, they could have worked something out?
Oh, absolutely. Part of our succession planning of farm planning is the vitality of the farm going into the next generation. Can it carry the debt load to bring in one generation to the next? Can the younger generation purchase the operation from mom and dad? Is there enough finances available that the farm that gets purchased by the younger generation can be in retirement income for mom and dad? Many, many times I've seen where mom and dad have sold the farm to the younger generation, not really planning for their golden years and retirement years. How much income do they truly need to really live out their retirement? And then we kind of get in the pickle then that the farm then is all of a sudden supporting not just one household, but it's supporting two households, when in many instances the farm may not be set up to support the next generation coming in and the retirement income for the older generation.
It's just
more financial planning will help kind of avoid those roadblocks to make sure that we're meeting both the personal and business goals of all of those involved.
So it's critical, I mean, to plan for something like that, but do you find that, let me ask you this, do you find that most farmers just kind of put that off? Do the planning they should?
They put it off. They really do, I believe, because we're talking about death at some point in time, the estate planning and how the will is impacted. They can think they can continue living how they are, but we really need to think about their income sources. Have they put away for retirement? A lot of them have not, because the operation, the land, the farm was going to be their retirement income. Have they thought about all of the expenses for the home, utilities that may have came out of the milk check that they no longer receive? Have they thought about, the Friday night date night, the Culver's or Fleet Farm, that spur of the moment going to the movies, or those extra meals and gifts at holidays that the family traditionally has? I mean, those are expenses that tend to get neglected. And I think a lot of people who do financial management really don't know how much income they need to live off of on a yearly basis. Some say $20,000 or some say $15,000. But as you and I know, it takes a lot more than that for a couple to live off of. So financial planning, just even everyday individuals like you and I that are on non-farms have to think about our future for the next generation as well as the older generation.
All right. Well, this, again, as I mentioned, these bills are sponsored by Democrats, but have bipartisan support, increasing their chances of being considered by the Republican-controlled legislatures. So we'll follow them and see what happens. Tina Coleman, Fond du Lac County Dairy and Livestock Extension Agent. Tina, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Great. Thank you.